Hello listeners, welcome to the podcast, The English Tea. I'm your host Anushka, here at Cole Radio. And today, we are diving into a fun and interactive chat about English phrases, pronunciation quirks and a bit of vocabulary magic. All of this, of course, sprinkled with a dash of humor. So, let's get started. Recently, a friend of mine asked me, "Do you think if I do that, it'll help my complexion?" And immediately I had to pause and say, wait a minute, it's not complexion, but complexion. Yes, the stress is on the second syllable and the O in the first is pronounced like a A in the China. Isn't English fun like that? To break it down, come isn't pronounced like complain or complete. Instead, it's softer. So repeat after me. Complexion. Great. Now let's move on. Speaking of complexion, my friend then hit me with a Mickey Mouse question. And yes, I mean that literally. Do you know what a Mickey Mouse question is? It's not about Disney characters, I promise. When someone says something is Mickey Mouse, they are calling it nonsense, trivial, or even time-wasting. For example, that report, total Mickey Mouse. Simple enough, right? So, next time someone bothers you with silly questions, you've got a new phrase up your sleeve. Just don't overuse it, or you might sound like you've got Mickey's temper. Here's where things got even more interesting. My friend suddenly wanted to talk about something else and said, "Let's change the channel." Now you might think, "But the TV wasn't even on." Exactly. But this phrase has nothing to do with TV. In conversation, changing the channel means switching topics. For example, if someone keeps complaining about the same thing, you might say, "Can we please change the channel?" Simple, effective, and very polite. And then we got into one of those chaotic, classic debates. Is it plan to do or plan on doing? Good news, they are both correct. You can say, "What do you plan to do this evening?" Or even, "What do you plan on doing?" Same meaning, just slightly different ways to phrase it. English is flexible like that. Now, here's the best part about our chat. My friend suddenly said, "Can you pass me the portable handheld communications inscriber?" I paused. Portable what? They smirked and said, "A pencil." Apparently, that's what the US Army calls a pencil. Can you imagine? Next time you're holding a pencil, just think you're actually wielding a portable handheld communications inscriber. Fancy, right? And before we wrap up, here's your word of the day. Sublimate. It has multiple meanings. But one of the coolest is about turning energy or emotions into something productive. For example, I sublimated my frustration into writing this podcast. It can also mean something scientific, like when a liquid turns straight into vapor without melting. Fun word, isn't it? And that's all for today's episode. Remember, English isn't just a language, it's a playground. Whether it's learning about complexion, Mickey Mouse questions, or why a pencil has such a long name, there's always something new to explore. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend and help them change the channel from boring conversations. Don't forget to subscribe to Cole Radio. Until next time.